Much of the country is in the midst of the first big cold spell of the season. Snow showers and frigid temperatures blew into the northern Great Lakes region, where more than 2 feet of snow fell. One day before the start of winter, it was 31 degrees in Crestview, Florida, and 32 degrees in Pensacola. Even North Carolina's Outer Banks got a rare seaside dusting of snow. In Greensboro, North Carolina, a record low for December 20th was posted at 9 degrees, and Crossville, Tennessee, dropped to 6. But that was nothing compared to Messina, New York, where it was 18 below zero with a wind chill of 28 below. Commentator Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago and finds that every year around this time, he starts thinking about why it's so frigid in his beloved hometown.
They say that God was in a particularly foul mood one day. The stars were not twinkling right, electromagnetism was not attracting properly, and the priests, God had just had it. Now, back in biblical times, an angry God used to just wipe out humanity and be done with it. But over the last 5,000 years, the Lord's had a lot of therapy, counseling, hung with the Dalai Lama some, and she is not nearly so violent anymore. Now, this particular day, God just counted to 10, took in a deep breath, and released all her rage, exasperation, and divine anger in one icy breath. They say this frozen godly breath became a cold wind, and that it circled the universe for a billion years. They say the cold wind blew through chunks of space dust and froze them into comets. They say the wind finally came to rest on Earth, and once here, it came to the place that most reminded it of its home back in heaven, Chicago. We call this cold, angry Chicago wind the Hawk. In the summer, the Hawk just lazes around the surface of Lake Michigan, keeping the sailboats going and blowing flies, mosquitoes, and unwary suburbanites away from our city. But there's something about really cold winter days that bring out the worst in the Hawk. It gets riled up, starts acting mean. On frigid February days, the Hawk blows off a wintry Lake Michigan looking for trouble. The Hawk turns 5 degrees into minus 17. It can turn 0 into 30 below. Jumbo jets fear the Hawk. There'll be 2 or 3 times every year when O'Hare Airport will just shut down because the Hawk has taken over the runway and there is nothing anybody can do about it. In the city proper, the Hawk has an urban energy. It passes over the hard bodies of 10,000 frozen rats, picking up icy anger from their dead cold spirits. Fur coats, ski masks, and fuzzy mittens just make the Hawk mad. First, you might start to feel a little chilly around your wrists or ankles, wherever the layering is thinnest. From there, it is just a matter of time till the cold works its way to your fingers and toes, then to your head and to your heart. It will drive you shivering to your knees, crying frozen tears and swearing, "Enough!" And you will vow to leave this vicious, inhuman cold and go somewhere warm, somewhere sunny, like all the other places in the world you could be and how they compare with where you are. You will take in the deep, icy breath. You will stand up straight and you will say to yourself what Chicagoans have been saying for 170 years, the only thing we can say in the face of the Hawk. Bring it on!
Commentator Aaron Freeman lives just outside of Chicago, where, with the wind chill, it felt like 13 degrees today.